Blog Talk Radio.
Next to me, someone who
I'm not really a major fan of, but she's just everywhere, so you really can't just, like, ignore her and put the pause button on her, would be Miss Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian took to the radio airwaves this week on the Sway Morning Show to clear up the beef between her and Beyonce. It had been rumored that Beyonce was really not feeling Miss Kim K. She really wasn't agreeing with her being with Kanye West, as you know, a part of the whole Rock family. And Kim Kardashian cleared up the rumors this week by saying that her and Beyonce are very good friends and have nothing but love for each other. Kim says that Beyonce is one of the sweetest people that she's ever met, and she's tired of people always wanting to put her in drama, and this person doesn't like her, and this person doesn't like her, when she said that they get along just fine. So, you know, congratulations to Kim K and Kanye. They are slated to have a baby. Kim K is officially pregnant. And Kim K can see the baby on the right. It's going to be really interesting child to see. Just like Blue Ivy. But we'll never get to see a picture of Blue Ivy, right? We always get to see her profile, but we'll never get to see her face. Which brings me to another point. Congratulations and happy first birthday to Miss Blue Ivy, the princess of Rockefeller. And Rock Nation, she turned one this past Monday. And for a birthday present, she received a $80,000 diamond-encrusted Barbie doll. Now, let me just say this. When I had kids, the last thing they'll be getting is anything $80,000 from me. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm going to love them. I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to raise them. But a diamond-encrusted Barbie doll, like, I can't begin to tell you how many of my Barbie dolls were mangled. I mean, like, I cut their hair off. I would play with my little boy cousin. He would take their heads off. And, you know, we interchanged the clothes. And what happens if a diamond is missing? What happens when the head of the Barbie doll ends up in the toilet? Like, do you get to play with the $80,000 Barbie doll, or does it just sit on a shelf? And if it's sitting on a shelf, what the fuck happened to the darn thing? Like, you don't even need a Barbie doll. You can't play with it. Like, things like that go through my head when I be thinking, I be reading stuff. Because I like to read. So when I'm reading things like this, my mind begins to wander and roam. What do you do with an $80,000 Barbie doll? You can't play with it. What if you end up missing a diamond? Like, what do you do with the missing diamond? You can't use it as a collection item then, because you're missing a diamond, right? I be thinking about stuff like that. But, you know, happy birthday, boo. Hope you have fun with your $80,000 Barbie doll. And, you know, I hope you, don't damage it. I put it in your mouth. Like, my mind is wrong. Okay, so next thing new. SoSo Def is celebrating 20 years in the industry. Now, if you don't know who SoSo Def is, SoSo Def was headed by producer CEO Jermaine Dupri. SoSo Def was very heavy in the 90s. They started the careers of the Brat, Crisscross. They were a department of Def Jam. So they worked heavily with artists like Drew Hill. They founded Xscape. And a lot of the members in the whole SoSo Def family, like, no one is really together. All of the groups are, like, separated. So nobody is a group anymore. So they're coming together to celebrate 20 years in the industry, but I guess my question would be, is this really a celebration? Because nobody's together. Like, I wonder if they're going to put Xscape together. Like, even if they got Xscape on just to do one song, just to do Just Kicking It, that would be awesome. But I really don't think that they're going to have Xscape come back together. I really don't think that that's going to work. The Brat is set and slated to perform, and also Crisscross. Like, you guys, hello? How many of you guys remember Crisscross? Like, the backwards pants, you know, Maggie Daddy make it jerk, you know, with the braids, and, you know, one of them ended up having a bald head, and then one of them ended up having, like, a medical condition. Like, this is all messy, right? And then I saw a recent picture of them, like, this week. Yo, one of them still wearing the backwards pants. It's not coming back, boo. It's not. Nobody's going to be wearing backwards pants and overalls in 2013. I'm sorry. The Jabal, the boo, no one wears Jabos anymore. Like, I haven't seen a pair of Jabos in at least, what, 10 years? Five? Either way, the backwards fans ain't coming back. I can't even believe the backwards fans was even there. But I can't wait to see them hit the stage. So definitely want to try to make it my way to Atlanta to try to hit that event, because I think it'll be phenomenal, especially to see a group like Xscape come back together. And, you know, it's like the reuniting of all the 90s R&B groups. Yay, right? Like, okay, so Change Your Faces is back together. Josie is back together. Jagged Edge, well, they never really split, for real. But, you know, it's like the emerge of, like, the 90s artists, which is really making me excited because I'm a late 80s baby, so everybody I remember came from the early 90s. So let's hope everybody can get their acts together and, you know, get back together and put out some good music, because I can't continue to listen to Weezy on the radio. I just can't do it. Weezy F baby, like, I can't. So in other news, a very young girl, Biggie's daughter, Tiana, she got a tattoo, right? So let me tell you about the tattoo. I was disgusted when I found out about the tattoo. Okay. I think it's all well and good if she wants to pay homage to her father, like getting his name on your wrist or putting his name on your back or his face on her back or whatever. But this child put a tattoo in her mouth. The tattoo says Biggie. It's in the inner, you know, pull out your bottom lip, you can wear it, and that's what she got her tattoo at. Right there. It says Biggie. That's so disrespectful. There's so many things I can say right now in regards to this tattoo that I'm not going to say because I choose to keep a clean show. But there's so many things that I can say about this tattoo that is so inappropriate because you do not put your daddy's name in your mouth. You just don't do that. Like, you don't even put your man's name in your mouth. When did you and him break up? And then you kissing on another man, but you got Wayne Wayne's name on your inner lip. It's not sexy. And whoever told her to get that, or whoever decided to put that in her mouth, they should be shot twice because that's inappropriate for her to do. But much love and respect to Biggie Smalls. Rest in peace. Your music is awesome. You're number two on my list. All right. We're going to keep it moving. Right on along. Okay, so have you ever been in a situation where you're in a club or you're at an event and you watch a little new man, but then you bust into your old man? Is that awkward? Yeah, I think that's a bit awkward. So that's just what happened at the Golden Globes. The Golden Globe Awards was aired on Tuesday. And J-Lo, I was going to call her J-Husband. I never heard that. J-Lo showed up with her new man, Casper, the friendly ghost. And Jimmy was at the Golden Globes. First of all, I want to know who invited him. Because he don't make nothing. He's not an actor. But anyway, he was there. And J-Lo ran into him with Casper from Go. And it's not his name, though. His name really ain't Casper from Go, but he's Casper. And they ran into each other, and it was, like, awkward. And then J-Lo introduced him, and then Diggy had a big smile on his face. And it's like, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. This is my new man. Like, that's got to be, like, a really, really awkward moment. Like, I really feel bad for Casper. Like, when him and Diddy was giving each other googly eyes, like, I really wish I could have been a fly on the wall because that would have been a really interesting thing to see. But, you know, congratulations goes out to J-Lo. She found love again. This is one chick that don't say single, y'all. She's forever in a relationship. She's always engaged. She's forever getting married. I just don't understand. You know, there's nothing wrong with being single. There's always to be in a relationship, but this chick find a man. She changed man. Me like she changed balls. It's not sexy. Okay. So, he's a pimping as usual. Mr. Snoop Dogg himself. Like, sometimes I think people take this whole little pimp life stuff to a whole other level. Like, when you start getting your nails and your feet done, I understand, like, getting maybe clear. Or getting your, you know, hands nice, busted, managed, and, you know, looking right, looking tight. But when you put a French manicure on your finger, that's slightly questionable. First of all, Snoop Dogg changed his old image, quote-unquote. well, now he's like a reggae artist, and now he has punch this. Ladies, let me just say, if your man goes out and he gets punch this, please check it at the door. That is not attractive. And this man, somebody took a picture of this man. He had another to put the French tip, and then he's smoking a doobie. If y'all know what doobie is, Google it. Like, who does that? Like, that's not attractive. Not attractive at all. So, Snoop, I need you to get your mind right. Open that white polish off your nails and get your lip, that white right in. Get back to rapping. Get out of reggae noise. Let other people handle that, because they got it on lock. Congratulations goes out to the royal couple, the Duchess and the Duke. They have now announced their baby date. Their baby will be due July 2013. They haven't released the official date, but I'm excited to see what they're going to have. I like Prince William because me and him share the same birthday, June 21st, so y'all didn't know. She's the baby. So I can't wait to see this little precious little royal pain in the butt of your life. I just want me one spoiled little kid, right? I wish I was a child. That'd be a nice little life for you. Okay, so congratulations goes out to Tamar Braxton. I have to admit, I'm really feeling the song Love and War. I also like the song Hot Sugar. So congratulations goes out to her because she just released her first video from her new upcoming album, Love and War, on Old Sister Park on Monday. The video has not yet made the countdown, but I'm sure that it will because she has a lot of what she calls Tay Martian. Like, I do not agree with that name, Tay Martian. First of all, I think it does sound too alien-like. And she should have a name because she's so, I don't want to say uppity, but she is kind of uppity. She has something prettier. I don't know. Just something more prettier than Tay Martian. It just sounds like somebody's busting. Like, I'm going to see that Tay Martian. It doesn't sound sexy. So, let's just see if you think about changing the name. So, moving on to our next topic of the day. Okay, so, like you all know, I'm a reality show whore. I am. I must admit it. I don't like Kenya. PSA. I don't like Kenya from Real Housewives of Atlanta. I think she's whack in the sense that she could be so much better than what she is, but she's not. And she uses her stupidity in the wrong way. She shouldn't be as popular as she is because she's extremely whack. Like, I hate to say it, I'd rather have Kim back. I know, it sucks. I'd rather have Kim back. Because Kenya is just a hot mess. Like, first of all, she pays this man, Walter Jackson, to be her man. They hadn't seen each other in 3 years, and they didn't even date for real. So for her to keep up this lie throughout this whole season, it just makes her look more idiotic. And even though I feel that Walter is an idiot, because I feel like he's an idiot too. Like, unless you're paying me like hundreds of thousands, you're not about to pay me to be your mate, and I really don't like you. It's not going to work. Because he doesn't even fake it right. Like, I don't know how many of you guys watch the show, but he does not fake it right. Like, he doesn't even seem to be interested in her at all. And then for him to go ahead and leak the information before the show even ended, right in the middle of the season, that was very tactful on his part because, technically, Bravo TV could sue him for that. Carson said he's very tacky for that. I think he's tacky for agreeing to that. Because, I mean, Kenya should just be alone. Kenya is very tacky. I think she just needs so much help. Apparently, Walter dropped some more tea with me. Like, he went on to another radio show. And he talked about Kenya and how much he disliked her and, you know, why he agreed to do the show. And the reason he agreed to do the show was because she begged him to. It was because she begged him to help her become the next you can't become the next quote unquote Mimi because it's in 5 seasons just for people to really like her. So let me tell you that right now, that's not gonna work because it took me 5 whole seasons to really like Mimi. I just started liking Mimi. I didn't like her in the first season because I thought she was just a little bit too country, bougetto, ghetto, uppity, scooty. I know that's my word, but it's my word today. So I thought she was just too much of that. But now that she's kind of, like, gotten to a place where she's, like, comfortable in life and she understands a whole lot of things in life, I think that it works better in her favor because now she seems to be more mature now that she's gotten to that level of fame in which she wants to go. But, again, it took us 5 seasons to fall in love with Nene. It's not going to take it's going to take longer than that for me to like it. I'm telling you that now. The show could run 15 years, and I still wouldn't care for her. I still want her to be gone with the wind. Now drop that. Because she just released a single, a song called Gone with the Wind. I need her to be gone off Atlanta Housewives like the wind. You know, a little harsh, I'm sure, but I just don't care for her. There's something about her that's just too strange to me. So, you know, hopefully next season she won't be there, but if God knows she will, and we know that Walter won't be there, and we do know that there'll be a new guy coming on to the show. So hopefully she doesn't have to pay this guy. Hopefully this guy really sees something in her that he really loves, and she's going to move forward with him. She's going to want to be with. So, yeah, Gone with the Wind. Oh, congratulations to Nene, because Nene is just on the cover of everything. She was on the cover of Ebony. She's on the cover of Sister to Sister. Like, this child is really out here doing her thing. And I'm so proud of her because she dealt with a whole lot of hate. She dealt with a whole lot of hate, but she really let her hate. She's the epitome of letting your haters be your motivators. And the main two that hated her on the show, they're now gone, jobless. So, kudos to her because it takes a whole lot for us to really love her and to really like her and to, you know, really deal with me, but she has 2 shows, and she's just out here doing her thing, and I just give shout out to her, because I'm always down for women who are out here doing their thing, and loving life, and supporting others in the process. Okay, my other reality show that I really, really love is Real Hot, excuse me, is Love & Hip Hop New York. I'm not in love with this season, per se. I have to get acclimated to the new people. If y'all don't know what acclimated means, I just need y'all to up y'all vocabulary a little bit. Go ahead and Google it. So far, Tahiri's my favorite. The reason that I like Tahiri is because she recognizes who she is in the sense that she knows that she's done floor-like activities. Meaning that she's a video girl and she might not have that much respect, receive that much respect in the industry, but it doesn't stop her from being who she is. The one thing I don't like about her is that she should be over Joe, but the fact of the matter is they're not over each other. So her problem is that this is the man that she was in love with 5 years and they can't seem to get past each other. Joe Budden is not my favorite. He's not Jimmy. There's something about him I haven't quite gravitated to. I don't know if it's the fact that I can tell that he's on drugs, or if it's just the fact that he's the same whoop. Just, I don't know. I don't think that's one to describe him. Because I've seen people on drugs before, and he's just too zen-like to me. Like, he's too... What's the word I'm looking for? He's too zen-like. Just, you know, calm down, everything's cool, you know. We're just out here trying to make music and make life. Like, that's too much for me. Like, I just need you to settle down and just be you. You're a hood boy. You're a rapper. You know, pump it up. You know, I need you to get that New York flavor on because that was Jimmy. Jimmy had that flair. He had that thing about him where we all knew Jimmy Smoke, but he wasn't all, you know, then like it. You gotta come to a peaceful place. And you gotta, nah, man. I just need to go ahead and just be real. I'm not a fan of Waki. I really don't. I'm not feeling her at all. I think she really is in love with Jimmy. With Joe Budden. I think that she has feelings for Joe. I think that she expected more from Joe. I think that she expected him to be her man. And she thought that he felt that way about her, but when he did not reciprocate those feelings towards her, she took offense about it. And yes, I'm going to say this. I do think they stuck together. I know why he says, you know, that they didn't. I think that they do. They did. And I think even that was she just had a major crush on him, and she's not ready to admit that. Maybe she made a pass at him and he didn't accept it. But I do think there is more to Rocky's story than what she makes it out to be. I love Rashida. The reason I love Rashida is because she stays out of the drama. She's just there for her friend. She loves her friend. She's her friend's confidant. She don't get involved and mixed up in all of the nonsense of the whole thing. I love the drama from people. Like, the drama from people are just the best. They're the ones who, to me, add a balance to the show. Because when you have a whole lot of drama, and you don't have that person that has the common sense factor, you know, I think that just makes the show extremely messy. But we have to balance to the show. I'm not an Erica fan. I think Erica Mena is whack. I'm sick of wannabe whoppers. I'm sick of whoppers coming into the game at 59. I'm sick of it, they type. I'm sick of people coming in and, you know, I'm just saying, you're a model, but now you're a rapper too. Like, just be a class. If you're a rapper, be a rapper. If you're a model, be a model. It's okay to be multi-talented, but you should not be 59 coming into the music industry thinking that you're about to take it over. It's not going to work like that because you don't have a gimmick. Your gimmick is the fact that you're a model, but it's putting it over out here. Like, you got Alicia Keys, she's a model, but she can sing. She sung first. She showed her talent first. Your talent is easy to model. It's not easy to come into the rap game and just take over. Like, you got to know your craft and you got to stick to your guns and say, you know what, I'm coming into the industry because I'm trying to rap. A rapper in this is always a writer because if you're a rapper, you need to be writing something unless you just mimic somebody else's craft. So, you know, I'm not a real big Erica fan. I think that Rich is using her for her look and not the fact that she can rap. I don't think that Rich is in it because he thinks she can rap. I think that Olivia is... I don't like Olivia. I don't want to really, you know, go hard on her. But, I mean, for Olivia to recognize Olivia and do better. Like, the one thing I respect about Hip Hop Atlanta is that Kay Michelle knew that singing was her life. She got mixed up in the drama that it didn't affect her music. I'll put it like that. When she came on the show and they started filming real, there it goes again, Hip Hop in Atlanta, she used music as her motivation to push. She made a song based on somebody else's struggle. She made a song based on Mimi's struggle with her man, TVJ. And then her song became a Billboard chart hit. So I respect her because she allowed her song to do that. Olivia does not allow her music to determine how far she is going. She's not even allowing it to just manifest. And the other thing about Olivia, apparently Olivia got cut from being a major part of the show because not even on the credit. And no offense to Yandy, Yandy should be on the credit. She should be number one. She's trying to be Chrissy. So for those of you who watch the Love & Hip Hop franchise, y'all understand exactly what I'm talking about. Chrissy is the H-D-I-E. She, period. Chrissy started it. Chrissy set the tone. Yandy does not set the tone. Yandy can't even keep her man off of minor. So, yeah, I don't feel it like I feel Love & Hip Hop Atlanta or the original Love & Hip Hop in New York. I just feel that this new cast that they have are wannabe. They don't even come close to the regular, the original cast. And I kind of feel bad for them because they have a major shoe to fill. They were not, they actually, you know what happened? they turned into Basketball Wives LA in the sense that Basketball Wives LA was a spinoff from the original Basketball Wives, but it has not done nearly as well as the original Basketball Wives. So Love & Hip Hop, this new season, the one in New York, is trying to beat the original season in New York, and it's really not going to pan out that well because I don't think that people are gravitating to it as much as we gravitated to it when Emily was on the show, when Chrissy was on the show, when Jimmy was on the show, when even when Kimbella was on the show, because Kimbella added drama. And unfortunately, those are the type of things that we want to see when it comes to a reality series. We want to see the drama. We want to see the balance, but we want to see the drama. And right now, Love & Hip Hop New York is not giving me the drama that I absolutely crave in my life. Okay, so I must make a confession. I watched Scandal for the very first time on Thursday. Don't blow up my clear talking about, oh my God, I can't believe this. We have a caller. Caller, say your name and where you from. Caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Oh, this is Darren. This is Darren Harper, skateboarder.
Darren, you on at 4:30,
yeah. Baby. 4:30? I thought they told me to call at 3:30.
4:30.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We had a time to schedule mix up. Netflix and go back to season one to actually understand everything, I actually liked the show. I mean, I'm a fan of Columbus Short, in my mind, he is my future husband to me. Don't judge me. But when I saw him on the show with Harrison, and he had a little suit, and he had a little vest, and he was looking all tall and good, even though he's not tall, oh my God. All I can say is, And the fact that he just had a baby, that means absolutely nothing to me, because he's not married. I'm not playing, y'all. But I like the show. I'm a major fan of Kerry Washington, so if you guys don't know who Kerry Washington is, please Google her. What I love about Kerry Washington is she's extremely educated. Like, I don't know what it is, but I think a lot of times when we look at actors and actresses, that we look at them as being people who, you know, they went from casting to casting, and they go to acting school, and they do this and they do that, and you know, all they do is act, and they've been acting since they were 5 months. And I think that we look at them, but we don't look at them and say, you know what, this person went to school, graduated magna cum laude, has a master's degree in something that has absolutely nothing to do with the career that they have now. Things like that are absolutely phenomenal. And Kerry Washington happens to be one of those individuals that I absolutely admire. When you can go to school, even go to grad school, and you are still a phenomenal actress, your accreditation as an actress is absolutely phenomenal, that's absolutely great to me, because even if your acting career was to end, you could bounce back and go practice whatever it is that you majored in grad school or even in undergrad. Even actor Lamont Rucker, he is in the same boat, went to college, has a master's degree in special education. There's nothing along those lines, but he's a mentor to many. And Kerry Washington is the same way. And I admire her, and I'm actually very, very proud of her, because I remember watching Save the Last Dance, and she was a scraggy little sister, single parent with a little boy, and she didn't like white people. And yeah, like, I remember seeing her in that movie. And to see her now, it's just like you see the growth of her as an actress. Then you have other TV shows that are replacing African Americans in primetime TV, such as Megan Good and Laugh Alonzo. They have a NBC show coming out, and I'm just like, we're moving to such a higher place. We're being so respected that even nationally syndicated networks beyond BET and beyond TV1 are recognizing our talent outside of reality TV. It's okay to be on reality TV and showcase, you know, talent, but half the time when they're showcasing us, we're loud, we're ghetto, we talk like we do not understand and know proper English, we are slower, we are on drugs, we're drug dealers, we're shaking our butts in front of the camera, we're not doing anything that signifies that we are progressing. And to have an artist like Megan Good and Laz Alonzo, who in his own right is an HBCU alum, who graduated from Howard University, went to work for a major broker's firm and Merrill Lynch, got discovered as a model, and then turned into an actor, that is absolutely phenomenal. Things like that just show progression in the African-American community, and with this whole weekend is such a pivotal moment. D.C., and I live in the DMV area. The DMV area, when I say it's cracking, it's been cracking since Thursday. People have been in and out from all over the country to come to this place to witness what is to take place tomorrow morning, which is the 57th inauguration of President Barack Obama. We're going to watch, again, history take place within our community, and it's such a pivotal moment that if you're not out here making a difference, if you're not out here lending your hand to service, if you're not out here just being a positive person, if you're not out here giving back to your community, and when I say give back to your community, I mean yours. Don't travel to another state or another country. It's cool to travel out of the country to go help people in Africa, in Haiti, in Cambodia, wherever you want to go. But don't forget to do it on the home front, because here is where it matters. It's all well and good to go over to Africa and see homeless kids and to give them water and to help make sure that they have cool supplies, but don't forget that there are people in your own community who do not have water, who do not have a place to stay, who do not have proper medical care, who do not have proper food to eat. There are people who are sleeping on the streets and tents on the side at metro stations who have absolutely nothing in your own country, and you're not helping them. So if you haven't made it a point in your life, or, you know, even new down to a New Year's resolution to make sure that you're helping people, like even if somebody's on the corner and they got a can and they say they're homeless, whether you believe them or not, give them a quarter. Everybody got a change jar or a change spot in their car, because I know I do. So, you know, just give whatever you can. Make sure you're out here living a helping hand, and you're actually out here helping people by making a difference in the areas and where you're from. I'm in the jail. I appreciate on everybody. But it's very important that you're out here making a difference. So, I'm not for sure if everybody heard about this little GQ controversy going on with the GQ magazine that has recently just dropped this on the cover with Beyonce. A lot of people are saying that the only reason that Beyonce did the GQ cover was to... That's the word I'm looking for, because I don't want to use the word that they use. Was to basically lay and kind of like downplay the cover that Rihanna did. Now, it's all cool, it's all well and good that, you know, B is on the cover, but I don't know if I was only a little bit as interested. However, I thought it was kind of interesting that she was on the follow-up cover to Rihanna, because it kind of made it seem like it was a bit of a competition that she was on the cover afterwards, and she was slightly more naked than Rihanna, which is generally not Beyonce's thing. Like, we used to be out there wearing the onesie with the shoulder pads. We're not used to, like, seeing stomach and taboo involved. That's not something that she normally does. And, you know, kudos to her, you know, for being half naked and taking off the onesie, because I was really tired of them. I'm going to be honest. I'm sick of the onesies with the leggings and the shoulder pads. Just a bit overdone. It seems like after B-Day, that's all she wore. She went from B-Day to I Am Sasha Fierce album to 4, and all she wore was onesies. So I'm really happy for her. I'm glad that she kind of got her life and her stuff together. But I do feel as though there might be some competition between her and Rihanna, even though B-Day
we lost Diva temporarily, so when she dials back in, we'll start back. Diva got the J. Until then, let's just play a song. Let's see who will play. We'll play Ain't No Sunshine by Mr. Walter Williams Sr. from...
Yummy, 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 yummy.
I'm here to make you feel. Step in the shower, get it ready, baby. It's overdue, and yes, I'm coming for you. Your body's yearning, let me fix it, baby. A lot of touching and kissing the right places. Yes, I'm confident, don't you worry, no. Bring out the freak and tell me what you
want.
I do it all different kind of ways, baby. I do them tricks in your body to make you know.
Every woman needs a lover.
Every woman.
A stone freak undercover.
I'm a stone cold freak, baby.
A man who makes you feel like no other.
A man who makes you feel.
Baby, call me Mr. Pac-Man.
I'm
a man who makes you feel like no other.
I'm your
so that was H-Town with They Call Me Mr. Pac-Man. For all those that missed our interview, then definitely find that on demand right here on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, it's good times. There's always good times when I interview or talk to anyone that I feel is amazing. So definitely check them out and follow them on Twitter, under Original H-Town. And I think they have separate pages, too, but start there. And then I guess you'll find it from there. So we waited for Diva J to give us a call back, and the locker room will be in session soon. Shout out to Altitude, and I apologize to all you babies. I don't know what Sundays bring, but it always brings some type of technical difficulties for the Intune show. So while we're working out the kinks and we're trying to get everything back on track, I'm going to play another track, and this one is called Baby Baby by Slim of 112.
Money you want,
guys. So that was Baby Baby by Slim of the group 112. So we're waiting for DJ to give us a call back in. Altitude, if you're on the line, press 1. Maybe we can go ahead and start the locker room a little bit early. For all those who are just getting familiar with the Intune Show, you can find us on everything. So just drop the Intune Show in your Google, or you can go to Twitter at Intune Show. You can find us on Instagram at the Intune Show. You can find us on LinkedIn at the Intune Show, on Facebook at the Intune Show, and our second page, Intune Show, with the Roman numerals two as eyes. Tongue twisted, show difficulties, OMG, but the show must go on. For all those that are tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for those who continue to support the Intune Show, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So where is everyone? Can someone let me know? Anyone? So while we're waiting for the locker room to start up in just a few minutes, I hate this song, you guys, to death. But I'm going to have to do it until we're ready and everything is back in place. So for the meantime, let's listen to RL from the group Next. This one is called Ready. So for all those who, you know, don't know how to find out all the new and the latest things that's up and out about RL, then you can find him on Just RL on Twitter. And if you missed our interview on demand, then you can check it out and let me know what you guys think when you finally do. Okay, call in. Talk to me. Let me know what you guys think of the show. Talk to you soon. Check out Ready by RL.
You ready?
You ready?
See, I don't want to lead you on. Cause you're the kind of girl somebody else would choose up. Would be gone. I'd be heartbroken. Cause I let you go. And that ain't something that I'm willing to do. So the game,
I wanna quit
right now.
I'm ready to commit to you.
It's all about you.
All about you.
Baby, this is it. So let's not waste no time. Cause I let you go, I'd be out of my mind. I'm ready.
Listening to the My Life mixtape, please enjoy. And ready whenever you're ready.
Look, commitment ain't easy. I've never been good. But whenever you're ready, I know that I could. Cause you are worth it. I give it all of this. You gotta know this is where my heart is. Oh,
Live is really what you want. Shouldn't have to wait for love, 'cause I'm ready. Whenever you're ready, baby, I'll wait for you. Just tell me when you're ready to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. I was at a location, my phone died, and my charger was in my car, and I had to go to the garage, which was 2 blocks away from my charger. So I do apologize for all of that inconvenience. Yes, my phone sucks, but until that good old tax refund check, amen, hallelujah, comes, I will not be having a new phone until then, but I'm going to try my best to make everything work out so that it does not happen every segment. So I do apologize for that. Thank you to the Optimist team, because you sent me a phone message, but I didn't get it until I tried to charge up my phone just a little bit, so I'm sure that we wouldn't have this.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay,
we have lost Diva J again, but we have the fabulous Altitude on the line as we await Diva J call to give us a call back in. Hey, Altitude, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? It feels good to be back on the radio. Just want to say that first and foremost, but I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to understand why every Sunday there's something happening on the show, but I'm going to try to get that worked out so next Sunday we won't be having all these little glitches, which I thought I worked out already. But it's obviously, as Diva J said, she's having some problems with her phones, but here is the beauty right now, so we're going to bring her on and have the locker room begin. Diva J?
I do. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm going to be working on this. One of my number one agendas, a new laptop and a new cell phone. So we are about to get ready to bring on my co-host, who has not been on the show in over almost 2 months. I think it's been over 2 months since he's been on the show. And we will be bringing on the locker room in just a few minutes. Again, thank you all for tuning in to Diva's Got the J. We will be back next Sunday with the lovely Lyris Cross, who is a plus-size model and mogul. She will be gracing us with her lovely presence on the show next Sunday. And get ready for February, because we have some off-the-chain interview segments coming up with Mr. Kid Flash, who is a rapper, but he is also the son of R&B star Genuine, and he's coming out with his own album. He has a mixtape that's out. We'll be welcoming the awesome Lenny Glenn, who is the newest singer to the R&B group Blackstreet. And we will be welcoming London Bridges, who is a platinum singer-songwriter, who just dropped a recent mixtape. So February is full of surprises. It's full of awesome interviews. And we're about to welcome on and start the locker room. So get in tune with the locker room with myself and my co-host.
5-4. Win for the win. Got it.
You are now in tune to the locker room with Diva J. And Altitude.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hi, Altitude.
What's up? What's up? Hello to everybody out there and to the fans of the locker room. I want to apologize for my long hiatus from this show, but it's good to be back. I'm happy to be back. And it's even better to be here with Diva J. How you doing?
Hi, co-host. I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I've missed my co-host. I haven't had anybody to pick on, to crack on. I mean, oh my God, we have so much to discuss. I miss you.
Absolutely, man. I missed you. You know what? I missed you. You know what? Because I haven't had anybody, you know, to laugh at either. So it kind of works out. You know what I mean? I'm back just in time to get some giggles in.
See,
you know,
you see all of this. This is love right here, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, I would not be Diva J if I did not start off by saying that the Oakland Raiders are a bunch of losers. They didn't make it to the playoffs. I do not care if the Cincinnati Bengals made it to the playoffs and were gone the first week. The fact is that we made it, and we tied with the Ravens. your team tied with nobody, and they sit at the bottom of your division. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know, first of all, we weren't at the bottom. I want to clear that up. The Kansas City Chiefs were at the bottom of the AFC West, and the Oakland Raiders had a better record than the Kansas City Chiefs. But moving on, I feel okay. You know why? Because at the end of the day, the prize is the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get extra points for getting to the playoffs. You know, like, if you lose there, you know, it's just the same as not making it, because both teams, players on both sides, are now watching the playoffs from home, if you know what I mean. You know, like, they are fans just like us at this point, and that goes for the Cincinnati Bengals as well as the Oakland Raiders. So it kind of works out.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you see how my co-host, you know, he tries to downplay the Cincinnati Bengals? I mean, because by right, he really should be a fan of the Bengals, because we're the only team in Ohio next to the Cincinnati Reds that are actually going to go anywhere in life. No offense to Cleveland, no pun intended, but nobody in Cleveland is going anywhere, not the Indians, not the Cavaliers, and definitely not the Cleveland Browns. And for the longest, no one has ever told me what the heck a Cleveland Brown is, and I recently found out it was a dog. The dogs ain't going nowhere, because they don't even got no fight in them. So, you know, shout out to all you Cleveland lovers. Y'all going to be at the bottom of the chain like the Cleveland, like the Chiefs as well as the Ravens. But, you know, did you get to catch any of the football action recently, sir?
I've caught all of the football action recently. In fact, right now, the Atlanta Falcons lead the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game 17-0. Later on, of course, we got the big one, the AFC Championship game between the Ravens and the Patriots. Diva J, who you think wins that one and why? And before you answer that, I need you to be unbiased, okay? Don't say the Patriots because you hate the Ravens. If you say the Patriots, then give us a reason why the Patriots are going to win, other than that the Ravens are in the same division as the Cincinnati Bengals.
You know, that's really hard to do, my friend.
Because when you look at the facts, the facts say that the Ravens are a better team than them.
Okay, but how about this? I like Tom Brady. Okay?
Because I like him,
that's why I'm going with the Patriots. I hate the Baltimore Ravens. It's no other way to put it. It's like buying a Beyonce album, right? I'm really not a Beyonce fan, and I won't buy an album because I really don't like her. So I'm not going to support her.
Did you just liken the Baltimore Ravens to a Beyonce album?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Ray Lewis isn't listening to this, and you just got compared to Sasha Fierce.
When Baltimore played their last home game, right?
Yeah.
I almost felt something for them. I almost felt some type of something for them, but it didn't last long. Okay?
No, but listen to what you did.
And the only reason that I felt something for them was because I saw Ray Lewis's heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and because that was his last home game, I knew that, you know, was very heartfelt for him. You know, he did a little dance, and, you know, no one knows what the dance is, but he did whatever that little shuffle thing is. That's the only reason I felt something for them. Other than that, I cannot stand them. I hope they lose. I hope they don't make it. But if they do make it, I hope that they fight hard so that they can leave with a bang. Do I believe that this is his final season? I'm not really for sure on that. I kind of feel like he's going to be a Brett Favre type of guy. Like, he says he's going somewhere, and he goes in the offseason, he gets surgery, but then he comes back. I'm not really for sure. I kind of feel like I don't know. I really just, if they do it, I hope they go out with a bang. If not, sit at home.
But hold on, I have to take it back real fast. Ladies and gentlemen.
But I will say this though. Hold on, before you say, I will say this. We did beat them. The last game, we did beat them, and the Steelers. I just
want to
point that out. We did beat them.
Okay, and I just want to point out that you beating them meant nothing. But ladies,
I don't care. We beat them meant something, and our division it meant something. We beat them.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you will not take that victory from us. You will not.
Hold on, I have a PSA. I have a public service announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host Diva J likened the Baltimore Ravens, known for smash mouth, hard nose, you know, in your face defense, tough team. She just likened the Baltimore Ravens to Beyonce. Now let me for the people who don't grasp that. That's like Ed Reed listening to a Sasha Fierce album on his way to the stadium. That's like Ray Lewis coming out doing the Raven shuffle to Crazy in Love or something like that. You cannot liken the Baltimore Ravens to Beyonce.
I don't like.
You gotta say
Beyonce, and I don't like the Baltimore Ravens. So
what are
you doing?
Or 2 Chainz.
I don't like
somebody
the
Cleveland
Browns. I can't.
Somebody with a tattoo.
But I put it like this. I like Baltimore a little bit more than I like the Steelers. But that should say something to you.
Baltimore Raven fans, I just want you to know that I had nothing to do with this.
I disapprove. Because I don't like the Oakland Raiders either, so we're so even. Oh, my God. We're even. I don't like the Cowboys. I don't like the Steelers. I don't like them. I can't even say I don't like them. I hate the Steelers. Like, I hate them. Like, the Lakers in my book. They can all jump in a lake of fire. All of them. And that.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm going for the Falcons. That is my pick for the Super Bowl, is the Falcons. And the Patriots.
Wow. So okay. Her pick, you heard it here, her picks for the Super Bowl are the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. I'm going to go complete opposite. I'm going Baltimore Ravens, San Francisco 49ers. I want to see the two brothers go at it in the Super Bowl. If you didn't know, John Harbaugh is the coach of the Baltimore Ravens, and Jim Harbaugh is the coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Got the whole, you know, sibling rivalry thing going on. It'll be interesting to see them in the Super Bowl going against one another. It'll be interesting to see who mom and dad root for, actually. I want to see that. but moving on, Deepa, go ahead.
I just want to say that my co-host is absolutely just going against me.
I don't plan on forgiving them. I don't have to. I don't want to. And I won't. There it is.
You really taking that to heart, ain't you?
I am. It hurt me that night, and it still hurts. But moving on. There's been some big news going on in the world of sports. We have the Lance Armstrong situation. Lance comes out, admits that he used PEDs while winning 7 Tour de France's, something that the French media had been accusing Lance of since Tour de France number 1. And also, Manti Te'o, the middle linebacker of the national champion runner-up, Notre Dame Fighting Irish, come to find out Manti Te'o's dead girlfriend that he's been grieving all season doesn't even exist. What are your thoughts on that? First of all, it is funny though. It's funny.
I think that people don't take mental illness as seriously as they should. I think that
mental illness?
Mental illness. If you've been grieving over someone that does not exist, there's obviously something terribly wrong with you, my dear.
Well, absolutely. And here's the worst part, that this whole hoax was done to enhance Mr. Te'o's chances at winning the Heisman, which he ended up falling short there. But you cannot, you know, create a person, a whole human being. You can't create one. Say that's your girlfriend. Say she died, you know, the night before a big game for you. And then expect the public to forgive you when the truth comes out.
But you can. Look at Casey Anthony. I'm sorry to get off of sports a little bit, but look at her. She grieved over a nanny that didn't exist. What's the difference?
She grieved over what?
You know, I don't know if you know who Casey Anthony is, but Casey Anthony.
Of course,
Anthony
everybody
is
knows Casey
little girl,
Anthony.
And they got her off, but she killed that little girl. And
yeah.
She said that her daughter was with a nanny that did not exist.
Oh, I see.
That her daughter was kidnapped by a nanny that did not exist. She made up the apartment building, the apartment number. She said the building she was in, what floor she was on, and the floor in that apartment had been vacant for months. I'm just saying. People are mentally ill. It's true.
Wow. This is a sad case, man. Like, you know, I don't know if you saw the national championship game. You saw that, right?
Yes.
Alabama just ran all over Notre Dame.
Alabama wasn't ready. It wasn't Alabama's place. And I had been telling people that for so long, and people thought that Notre Dame was just going to come in and just be this phenomenal team, and they weren't.
Well, I don't personally know anybody that thought Notre Dame had a shot. But anyway, Notre Dame
loses. There were so many people on Twitter that were just talking about, you know, Alabama should be, you know, where they are. And they should have been. But a lot of people were just like, Notre Dame just should have, was going to trample all over them. But they deserved that number one spot. And I am so glad that Alabama did what they were supposed to do, which was win the game. And trouble all over them. They did what they were supposed to do. They
rolled
tides. But what did Michigan do?
What did Michigan do?
What did Michigan do?
Michigan wasn't in the national championship game.
Oh, well, okay. For those of you who do not know, I have to do this in way too deep. Okay, he has so many bets that he has not yet made good of that I will not let him forget until he fulfills what he is supposed to do. My team, Ohio State University. mission. And
they
won
6 points.
And also, Gina. And then he made another bet about a Bengals game. And the Bengals won. Oh, you know what it was? The Bengals and the Raiders. No way. And out to do was whoever lost was supposed to rightfully pay up. And the bet was we had to wear something from the opposite team. So I meant if I won, I had to wear Raiders gear or Michigan gear. But check this out. He lost both. It was unbelievable. He lost both of them. And he has not a good on his bet. And I said you people should invade this man's Twitter and make him pay up.
Listen, I always come good with my bets, all right? My Avi, I'm going to change my Avi real soon. It's going to have something Ohio State at and Bengals related.
That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to wear
No, it's going to be me in likeness of the Ohio State Buckeyes or and the Cincinnati Bengals. It's going to happen.
He's stalling.
However, you got me way off base here. I was going somewhere with the Alabama Notre Dame thing, and now here we are with the Bengals back in our mouths again. We should not be talking about the Bengals because they are at home watching football like the rest of us. All right.
You know what?
In the game, though, Woo! Alabama stomped all over Notre Dame. Manti Te'o, star linebacker for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, looked like he was tackling air all game. Come to find out, I need y'all to get the drum roll ready. Come to find out, Manti Te'o wasn't missing tackles that night. No, Manti Te'o was hugging his girlfriend. Wait for it. Oh my God. Sometimes the jokes I tell even amaze me.
They
shout out to Manti Te'o,
though. They only make you laugh.
You know what? You just didn't laugh because you didn't get it.
No, I understood the joke.
But there are people out there listening to the show right now dying laughing. Because Manti Te'o was hugging his girlfriend.
If you had dying laughing at what he just said, please please me.
And not
and if I
missing
to
tackles. Anyway, man, it feels good to be back on the show. I just want to let everybody know that again, that I am super excited to be back on TLR with the best co-host in the world, Miss Diva J. Even if she is.
He talks about my team all the time. I mean, it's such a lack of love sometimes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I missed my co-host. I missed him tremendously. And every show, I gave him kudos. I gave him shouts out. You know, every episode, you know, for everybody, no one will forget you. To show you how much I appreciate you. But I appreciate you so much that, I mean, I adore making fun of you. Like, life isn't the same if I can't make fun of you every Sunday or any time that I call you or text you.
Right. Right. And I appreciate you looking out for me on the shows that I wasn't on. You did a great job. I heard them all. Great stuff.
And I kindly talked about his team every episode, so everybody can still feel his presence there.
Absolutely. It just wouldn't be right if you didn't.
Of course not. I have to be true to myself.
Now.
So let me ask you, what are you thinking about this, these NBA games that are going on? What you feeling in the NBA?
Man, you know what? It's really no real, like, super dominant team right now. Obviously, the Clippers had a really long win streak going for a while. Miami is winning, then they're losing. I don't know. OKC is still strong. They're good. The Lakers, though, suck. Let me repeat that.
Let's
the Lakers
talk about that for a second.
Suck.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Let's get into that. I hate the Lakers. Everybody knows this. I hate them about as much as I hate the Miami Heat. And I am so excited about these scores, their placement, how low they are on their team. I'm thrilled because they deserve to be where they are at the bottom or in the middle or wherever the heck they're falling at these days. They deserve to be there because they don't deserve. They are overrated, and when they put these teams together, they were not thinking that these people they were putting together. All of these injuries and all of these surgeries, okay, Dwight came back this week, and he was performing well, and I think him and Cody scored, 31 points each, and everybody's excited, ooh, kudos to him. But he's not the same guy that he was in Florida. He's not the same. You can probably tell me all day long that he, he's still a great player and this, that, and the third. He's not the same. And if you are a fan, if you are a basketball fan and you understand the player, then you understand that you understand when somebody that you favor is not playing well, or this is not them, or this is not the way that they normally play. You understand stuff like that. And these are things that I understand. This is not the same guy that was playing in Florida. I don't even know this guy. And the fact that he went to the Lakers is one thing that angers me, because I'm not a Lakers fan at all. I don't think that he should have ever left the team that he was with. I think that he should have stayed where he was. There was no problem where he was. I just don't like it. I don't agree with it. I'm not a fan of it. I think that it's all over with it. I'm glad that they're not performing well.
You're glad they're not performing well?
I'm absolutely excited. They shouldn't be performing well.
Why not?
What? Did I say something wrong?
It's the Lakers.
What does that mean?
Everybody loves the Lakers.
That's not true.
Yeah, somewhere deep in your heart, there's a Laker fan lurking.
Where?
Somewhere in your heart.
Not even.
The Laker fan is just waiting to burst out and show himself or herself.
There's only one reason I love purple and gold, and that ain't it. So, yeah.
We don't need to know about all your extracurriculars.
Whatever. No, they're extracurriculars. But anyway, like I said, there's only one reason I love purple and gold, and that ain't it. And I'm not a Kobe fan. I've always said that Kobe was overrated ever since he hit the NBA. I think that he's a great player. It's something about him that I don't like.
Just something about it seems to me that you just happen not to like a lot of great players or great teams. you just happen not to like LeBron James. You just happen not to like Kobe Bryant.
Don't do that, because you know my story behind LeBron James and why I don't like him.
I'm just saying, I'm just pointing out the facts right now. The facts are, you don't like LeBron.
Ladies and gentlemen who are listening to the show, there's a reason
why Kobe.
I don't like people. I don't just listen to more than say because I like him. No, I don't like him because I actually met LeBron James. I met him when he got drafted into the NBA. He was very cocky. Cool, you got drafted, whatever, what you do, but you hadn't got any investments at that time when he got drafted. So I did not appreciate the fact that he was overly cocky with me and my friend. I was very off put by him. And again, I like a person who does what they say and mean what they say. I am I do not believe that you should go to the NBA chasing Hollywood. That's just not, no.
You don't think you should go to the NBA what?
Chasing Hollywood.
Okay. Let me point
but
out.
We're not
going to
get into this again because then we'll have T. Austin calling in, talking about, you know, the Lakers this, and then she's going to send me a set of Miami Heat towels, and I'm going to turn them into my cleaning towels to clean my house with, preferably really, really dirty things that people don't normally clean on a daily basis. And then I'm going to send it back. And then we're just going to spark some drama. We just don't want that.
Wow. So look, real quick. We have a special guest that we're going to be interviewing on the show today, Miss Diva J. Let the people know about the special guest.
Well, you know, guys, he called in at 3:30, and I apologize because I was my fault. I had emailed him, and I had given him the wrong time, and that was my fault, so I just asked about that. But his name is D Street, a.k.a. Darren Harper. He originates from the great Washington, D.C., southeast to be exact. He is a skateboarder. He changed his life around through a skateboard, and it's absolutely phenomenal. The first time that I saw him, he was on TV One show, Save My Phone, and I was very moved by his actions. I think, you know, so when a man cries, that just does something to my heart. I love that. I love to see a man who is not afraid to show emotion, especially when it's real. So when I saw him on Save My Son, he was helping this young man who was doing a lot of stealing, and Darren could relate to the lifestyle that this young man was headed down, and he went onto the show to actually help save the young boy. And during the process, he, you know, reveals what he did, and he's been all around the world skateboarding, and he is entitled to a lot of suffering. So that is the young man that we will be interviewing today. And he's mad cool, y'all. Like, I met him in Northwest D.C. at a skateboard park. He's, like, mad cool. He's so down to earth. There's no other way to put it. He's just so cool. Like, he's not cocky. He's not rude. You know, he's one of those people that I absolutely love because he's not cocky. And he's not rude. And he ain't chasing Hollywood.
So he's not LeBron James, people.
Heck no.
As long as you're not LeBron James, then you're good in Diva J's book. So Mr. D Streets, Darren Harper, a.k.a. D Streets, will be on the show today. Like my co-host said, skateboarder from Washington, D.C. He is a minority in the skateboarding game, which is, you know, a predominantly suburban, Caucasian, you know, those are the, you know, most of your skateboarders are from suburbia and are of a different hue, if you will. I don't want to offend anyone because we have listeners that are white, black, Puerto Rican, yellow, brown, Hispanic. And we love them all. So, yeah, we just wanted to point out, though,
that
these streets is a little different.
You have too much.
A little different. Yeah. But real quick before, while we're waiting on these streets, Lance Armstrong duped the people, duped me in the process. What are your thoughts on that?
When I heard about it, I'll put it like this. I'm not surprised anymore. Like, it's just, when people who are, people like Marion Jones and Barry Bonds and, you know, Lance Armstrong, when they come out and reveal that they were on Enhancer, I'm not surprised anymore. Like, Marion Jones hurt my heart because she was one of my favorite track stars. So that really hurt my heart. Like, when she came out and she came clean and then she had to, you know, serve her time, I was really hurt by that. just because, you know, she's one of the people that, you know, during that era that I was looking up to. I understand why you don't want to come out and admit it when you're already being accused of it, but it's just so much better to be honest, because people still going to look at you, either they're going to love you or they're going to hate you. And if you're afraid of them hating you, don't even do it at all. It's just touchy. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, like I said, it was a shock to me, in the sense that I understand what you say, that you're not shocked anymore. And honestly, I shouldn't have been shocked. But the difference here is that, I just want to educate the people real fast on who Lance Armstrong is, if you don't know. Lance Armstrong is a world-renowned cyclist, won 7 consecutive Tour de France titles. If you don't know what the Tour de France is, it's the biggest accolade that you can have as a cyclist, and he won 7 straight. but I was surprised because of who Lance Armstrong is and what he represented. Lance Armstrong had a bout with cancer. He fought and overcame that testicular cancer, by the way. He is the inspiration behind all the yellow Live Strong Nike rubber bands that you see people wearing, or at least that you used to see people wearing. He's the inspiration behind that. And at first, when, you know, the French media, because the French media really initiated this whole Lance doping thing, and when they really started that, I kind of looked at it as like a witch hunt, that, you know, they were kind of upset that, you know, somebody from France wasn't winning the Tour de France. And I was like, you know, they don't like that this American keeps going to France and dominating everybody, you know, on two wheels. So that was my take on it. And then you always saw Lance in the media, you know, trying to clean up his name, saying that, you know, he had never tested dirty, which he didn't. But the kind of PEDs that Mr. Armstrong were using were obviously undetectable by the test that they were running. He said he never tested positive for anything, that he was clean. And you know, it just looked real. You know, he has the big machine behind him, Nike, the big machine behind him, you know, basically vouching for him and his actions or whatever. So it just looked real. And when it came to light that he was, in fact, lying to not only the sports fan, but to all the cancer survivors and all the people fighting cancer and things like that, like, it was just a huge blow. Like, nobody really expected that. At least I didn't expect for Lance Armstrong to be, you know, in essence, a liar. You know, you hate to be so harsh, but you got to call a spade, and it just is what it is. So I was let down. I'll say that much. I don't watch cycling, but the fact that Lance was an American who had been through what he had been through and had won 7 Tour de France was an inspiration for me and, you know, many other Americans and people that aren't American, just to continue to fight. And when it came out that he was lying to us all, it was kind of disappointing.
So it didn't make you want to go out there and ride a bike?
No, never did I, never was I like, yo, I'm about to go hop on my bike. I'm about to go 26 miles straight. No, never. That never was a thought of mine, no. But, you know, just the inspiration to just keep fighting and whatever it is that you're doing, to keep battling through and keep going until you eventually win.
So let me ask you this question, because this kind of ties into it. How do you feel about, you know, that they're not having a baseball induction this year? Well, no, they're having a baseball induction this year, but it's kind of a catch-22. Okay, the people who are nominated are the people that they wanted to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. They're not inducting because they were using enhancer. Barry Bonds was up, and so was Sammy Sosa. And there was another gentleman as well. But they're not having an induction because the people who were nominated used enhancers. Do you feel like that's fair?
Man, that's a hard one. Like, you don't know when guys were, the time frame in which they were using performance enhancers and stuff like that. And the fact of the matter is that they still have these stats. You know what I mean? Baseball hasn't removed these stats from these guys. They haven't taken away Barry Bonds' all-time home run record or anything like that. So
should they?
It's still there. And with that being said, I think that Barry Bonds did enough on the field playing baseball to be a Hall of Famer, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
With the enhancers?
Again, I don't know, you don't know, they don't know how long Barry Bonds was using performance-enhancing drugs. If they come out and say Barry Bonds from his rookie season all the way to the end of his career was using performance-enhancing drugs, then sure, keep him out, whatever. But if Barry Bonds used performance-enhancing drugs, let's say the year he hit 70 home runs, you take away those 70 home runs and Barry Bonds still has Hall of Fame numbers. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, I understand it, but I don't know. Like I said, it's such a catch-22. It's such a sad situation. And do you feel the same way about Sammy Sosa?
I feel the same. Yeah, absolutely. Same way about Sammy Sosa. Same way about Roger Clemens, who is the other guy that you were talking about, who was up for nomination that didn't get in. I feel the same way about all three of these gentlemen. And here's the bigger thing. If they allow one of them to get in eventually, and that's not just these three. I'm talking about anybody who was suspected or was caught using performance-enhancing drugs in baseball history. If one of them gets in, then it automatically, takes away the credibility of these people who vote for this thing when they say, oh, well, this guy can't get in because he was on performance-enhancing drugs. Because if one of them gets in, then you have to allow all of them in that have the numbers to back up, their Hall of Fame claim, so to speak. So I think, that he should get in. And that's just my opinion. Just because I don't know how long he was doing it or when he was doing it or if it indeed was an accident or if, he did it purposefully and mindfully. So I don't know. I will say this. Arguably, I won't say the greatest baseball player ever, but one of the greatest baseball players ever, former Cincinnati Red, Pete Rose, was banned from baseball for betting on baseball and is not on ballots. And he has the most hits of anyone in baseball. And he's not in the Hall of Fame. And it's not for anything he did as a player, but for what he did after his playing days that he's banned from baseball. And I completely disagree with that. I think he should be a Hall of Famer.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, I think it's, first of all, I think that you should think before you do things like this. I think that you should think before you set yourself up to be in a situation like this. These type of situations are completely avoidable. So this isn't something somebody else told you to do. This is something that you did on your own. So I think that, in a sense, a lot of the blame and a lot of the issues are definitely going to come from them, that is their fault, point blank and simple. You can't negate the fact that it is their fault that they caused it, and you can't blame other people for not setting the consequence for them. They deserve the consequence that has been given to them. When you decide to use enhancement products, you know that it's against the rules, then you have nobody to blame but yourself. The point.
That is true.
In the picture.
However, at the time that these enhancement products were being used, so-called being used by some of these players, it wasn't even illegal in baseball. Baseball had no rules saying you can't use PEDs.
But you're a fake.
That's true.
It's just like a singer who cannot sing, but gets studio enhancement.
Which is 90% of everybody you listen to on the radio now.
You said what?
Which is 90% of everyone you listen to on the radio.
Which is the reason why there's a lack of real music.
Do you like Miguel?
Yeah.
He can't sing.
Did you hear my response? Yeah. That's my response to Miguel.
No, you're a Miguel fan. You sound like a Miguel fan.
The songs that he's done.
Okay. we're getting off topic.
I like real singers. Who can perform. I like people who can get out there and perform and still be able to sing well.
Okay. That's fair enough. It is now, real quick, it's halftime of the NFC Championship game. Atlanta leads the San Francisco 49ers 24-14. Atlanta got a quick touchdown right before halftime.
Falcons. I mean, I have to go with the Falcons. There's nobody else to go for.
You got the 49ers.
There's no other team to go for.
You got the 49ers.
So I got a message from Darren D-Streets. Hopefully he'll be able to be on. He is at another radio station doing an interview there. So hopefully we'll be able to, because of the mix-up, I do apologize about this. Hopefully we'll be able to get him on today. If not, we still have sports radio to talk about. But, again, as I stated before I made the comment, there is no other team to go for. The Falcons would be it. The Dirty Birds. I mean, what's the 49er?
The Dirty Birds.
What's the 49er? What does 49 represent?
A year.
Of what?
Of, the gold rush.
Who cares about that?
What? How many Falcons are in Atlanta?
You said what?
How many Falcons are in Atlanta?
Ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to point out that, he's not a team player. Like, he just, every team that I like, he has to go against them, which is fine. I mean, again, he's an Oakland fan. So, I guess we really can't expect much from him, can we?
Don't listen to anything Diva J says in regards to my fanmanship.
That's rude.
In regards to my fanmanship or anybody I root for, because I actually have independent thoughts. And Diva J just roots for who beats her team every year. I mean, roots against who beats her teams every year, i.e. her disdain for the Baltimore Ravens and her hate.
First of all, I don't disdain them because do you like everybody in your division? No.
No. In fact, I hate everyone in my division.
Exactly. So I hate these people.
No. That being said, I hate every team in the NFL, not the Oakland Raiders.
I didn't say I hate every team in the NFL.
Yeah, I dislike them all.
You dislike them all. So you're worse than me.
Yes.
I mean, and which is really crazy because you should definitely be a Cincinnati fan. I mean, they're the closest thing that they will ever get to anything professional or relevant. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Get it all out. Dayton, Ohio people, by the way, let me give you some real quick some real quick history since Miss Diva J just has like convenient amnesia. If it wasn't for Dayton, Ohio, you wouldn't have the nice airplanes you travel throughout the country and throughout the world on. You wouldn't have those. If it wasn't for Dayton, Ohio, you wouldn't have had what is possibly the greatest poet ever, Mr. Paul Laurence Dunbar. All right? So don't go on Dayton, Ohio.
Again, like I said.
And then trust me. If you eradicate Cincinnati, Ohio off the map, what are you missing? Think about it. You know what you're missing? Jerry Springer. Oh, we can't do without him. You're missing the Cincinnati Bengals. That's it.
What about this? If you take Cincinnati away, you take away Procter and Gamble. What does Procter and Gamble have? Everything. Next. You want to go there? That's not where you want to go. Because Procter & Gamble has everything. You wouldn't be able to wash your hands. You wouldn't be able to wash your body. You wouldn't be able to eat food. You wouldn't have a large grocery chain, which has other grocery chains within that. So, I mean, so then what? What happens then?
Procter & Gamble sounds like the Illuminati to me.
Okay. But it's still on top of you from using a cocktail and an angel soft. Now do it.
I don't use those products.
Charmin, whatever you use, if you're using your
products.
Hand, if you're using your hand, hopefully you're washing it with some soap, which they have that too. So, I mean, if you're using Clorox, if you're using Island Spring, if you're using Dove, if you're using whatever you're using to do whatever it is that you do.
I'm using organic products.
Okay.
Okay. If it wasn't for Dayton, Ohio, you wouldn't have NCR.
Okay.
Boom. Anyway.
We can do without the little hole in Ohio.
Yeah, the one right there on the Ohio River.
No, not the one. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize about this war that is going on right now, because it really is not a war, because we've already won the battle. Cincinnati is so much better than Dayton in so many other ways. People don't even know what Dayton is. I mean, let's be honest. What do you add that makes people say, yeah, that came from Dayton, Ohio? I mean, who thinks about Dayton?
I just told you. Airplane.
Who thinks about Dayton? Nobody. But you. The only thing great about Dayton is Roger and Zach. We wouldn't know about computer love if it wasn't for him. But he spent most of his time growing up in Ohio, so I'm just saying. I would take the Isley Brothers over him any day. I'm just saying.
Oh, you are crazy.
Not at all.
We have the Ohio Players.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Count the hits. We have Lakeside. You know what? I'm done with this. We're doing sports. The Australian Open is underway for those who didn't know. If you are a fan of tennis, ESPN2, the tennis channel, have the Australian Open going right now. Novak Djokovic.
I actually tuned into that, and I was watching Serena kick some butt.
Serena's a beast. Hold on. In fact, let's take a moment to talk about Serena.
Okay.
All right. So what did you enjoy most? Serena's outfit?
Obviously not what you enjoy the most.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Our thoughts on Serena are completely different. I look at her style. You look at other things, because why? You're a man.
No, I love Serena's style.
Her playing tennis style or the things that she wears.
Listen, I love Serena's style, okay? Whether it's tennis, walking down the street, I just love Serena's style.
Again, I say that I'm completely different. I think Serena as a tennis player is absolutely phenomenal. I love her passion for what she does. I'm glad that she's back. I'm glad that she's strong. I'm glad that she's holding up the power women thing. I will say that I think that it's awesome that she is a curvy girl. I think that it's awesome that she knows how to dress. I think that's absolutely awesome because she's not, Serena is not small by any stretch of the imagination. I've met Serena Williams twice, and she's extremely tall, and she has body. I'll put it like that. And obviously, that's what Altidue loves the most. I'm sure Altidue, when he's watching her play tennis, he's really not watching her play tennis.
Sure I am.
All right.
What else is there to watch?
Things that only men look at.
I am watching that woman play tennis. That is it. Speaking of Serena.
Go ahead, continue.
Okay. Speaking of Serena, she is into the round of 16 at the Australian Open after a 6-1, 6-3 win over Ayumi Morita. Sorry for her sister Venus. Venus, who I am a fan of as well, went down to Maria Sharapova 1-6, 3-6 in the round of 32. So, as you know,
like
Venus is.
To say, do not, Mr. Altidue, Peters, do not put me on blast for comparing the Ravens to Beyonce.
No, but you did.
So?
You,
I don't like her.
Tell the people why you don't like Beyonce.
I think she's overrated. This is what I want her to do. And this is not a bad thing. I think this is necessary for anyone who is in the entertainment industry. Sometimes you just need to go away for a while. Like, you just need to
for a while.
Disappear for, like, 5 years. Like, we don't hear from you. We don't see you. We don't know. Like, just go away. Like, okay, for instance, look at Maxwell and Sade, right? Now, Beyonce is going to be a Grammy winner no matter what she does, okay? I personally was not a fan of her last album. I really can't name you two songs from the album because I didn't care for it. I just want her to go away for a minute. Like, I'm just, like, she's overdone. It's like when you cook something for a long time and it's just overdone and you don't want to eat it. That's how I feel about Beyonce.
No.
She's overdone.
Beyonce, I totally disagree with what Diva J is saying right now. Here's the thing, though. Here's the flip side to going away, as you put it. There are people who have been at the top, gone away, then tried to come back, and, you know, they're not what's hot anymore. You know what I mean? You can't take a hiatus, come back,
but
and then all of a sudden.
Because of certain situations and organizations in which people have memberships, that's not going to happen to her. Excuse me?
We're not getting into this.
That's why I'm not saying what it is. I'm not saying what's going on. I'm just saying that's why things like that won't happen. But again, that's why they won't go away either.
Oh my God. Anyway, we've got to moonwalk out of this conversation.
Don't judge me, natural product user.
We've got to moonwalk out of this conversation.
Why do you love Beyonce?
Why? I like Beyonce's music.
Really? You be sitting there damaging, irreplaceable, and single ladies?
No. I thought I'm a Diva was dope, though.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that was dope. This is the truth. This is the honest to God's truth. I think Beyonce can act a little bit. I'm not saying she's an Oscar winner by any means. Hold up.
She felt slighted when she didn't win that Oscar, when she lost to Jennifer Hudson, though, right?
Well, yeah. Listen, I don't think Beyonce is the greatest person. I don't think she's the worst person either. I think she does some good things. But Jennifer Hudson clearly, clearly outacted her. And I think on Jennifer Hudson's worst day, she's clearly, clearly a better singer than her. That
makes
sense
that bigger.
Beyonce's a bad singer.
When she was bigger.
When she was bigger. She could still sing.
Okay, let me not say bigger. Well, she didn't look like an egghead.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I have to be truthful.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Jennifer J. Hudson looks great. I just think that her head looks bigger than anything else on her body.
That's probably true.
Every time I see the commercial, I think, like, oh, my God, your head looks like it weighs a ton.
You are definitely...
I wonder how her coat.
You cannot talk about these people this way.
I'm not talking about
what if J-Hud was a future interviewee on the show?
Which is fine, but I'm still going to be honest.
Is she still married to the wrestler dude?
They were never married. See?
They were never married?
No, they're not married. They just have a child and a wheelock. Which is fine,
okay.
Because a lot of people do that. No offense. No pun intended at all. That's whatever. But they're not married. See, that's a misconception. See, she won't marry him. And see, a lot of people think that she got small so she could find other men.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're not married.
But I was waiting on the punchline. Like, you set that up like there was more to it.
No, I just said no pun intended.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I don't have a problem with Jennifer Hudson. Like, she's cool. She's cool.
Right.
She looks like her head weighs more than everything else.
Anyway, real quick sports update, score update. The San Francisco 49ers have pulled to within 3 points of the Atlanta Falcons. The score in that game is now 21-24 early in the third quarter.
I need the Dirty Birds to go ahead and be dirty.
They are.
No.
Look like they could use a shower.
I need them to be dirtier. They're not dirty enough. They need to do what they need to do. Like, there's nobody else to pull for the Super Bowl, so I have to pull for somebody who I'm pulling for, and that's the only team we're pulling for would be the Falcons.
In the San Francisco 49ers.
No.
Listen, you gotta pull for Ray Lewis.
I need the Patriots and the Falcons to be in the championship in the bowl.
I need for you to root for the Ravens tonight.
I'm not rooting for the Ravens. I will never root for the Ravens. Clearly, I just need you to understand this. I will not ever pull for the Ravens, the Cowboys, the Steelers, or the Browns. Never.
Okay.
Never.
I want you to get the misconception.
Never.
People, we have come to the end of another great show of The Locker Room. Have you noticed that we ain't get no calls from Uncle Rick out of Ohio or Cousin Mark from Chicago?
Do they know?
They must be still at home licking their wounds from the terrible showing that their team has had. But it's cool.
I mean, okay, let's be honest. When do the Browns ever perform?
Well, never.
See? So they're always licking wounds.
Yeah.
There's no time when they're not licking wounds. They're always licking wounds.
But look, I am out to do. Follow me on Twitter. At out to dude, ALTIDUDE. That is Diva J. Follow her on Twitter. At Diva J. DIVAH_J. This is The Locker Room on the Intune Show. Follow the Intune Show at the letter N.
Like
TUNED. SHOW. Follow the Entune Show and the Entune Show's leader, Miss P.
I just want him to stop talking like he's from Dayton.
T H E F O, I said F O, O F F I C I A L M S P. That's the official Miss P on Twitter. Follow the rest of the team. You follow us, and you can get to know the rest of the team, like Kay Bookman, T. Austin, Dr. Sue, you know, and the rest of the Entune family. So follow. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you visit the website, www.theentuneshow.com. Until next week, people.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do want everybody to know. Do apologize for the mix-up from today. It was a lot of mix-up, which is fine because it's to be expected. But be sure to tune in next week. We will definitely have either Alvin or D-Streets on, or both, because of the technical difficulties from last week. We were not able to have NFL star Alvin Bowen on the show, but we are definitely working on getting him back. And I do apologize for the double booking of D-Streets. He is, has apologized to me through text and email because he is double booked and he didn't know that this, not this show, but the other show that he was on was going to last that long. So I do apologize for the inconvenience. And I hope that we at the Locker Room provided you with a good show today. We hope that you stay tuned and that you follow us and follow the rest of the Entune family. The Locker Room is now closed. Miss P, are you there?
I'm here, babies. Thanks for a great show, and I'm glad that we're back in, you know, action with the Locker Room.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I'll see you guys next week. Have a good night, everyone.
You too.
Yes,
bye-bye.
I'm tweeting you, D-Streets. This is a more important show.
Bye. Definitely.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm in town. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune.